I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. Today we've got Captain Phil Stanton with us. Phil, this time of year the water is so warm, if you're targeting bass, your best bet is often to fish down low, where the water is cooler. One of the popular rigs people use for this is called the tube. Now, the tackle for this looks more like something you might use to repair your engine or maybe do surgery with. You've got a bunch of tube rigs here. Give us an explanation of what this is about.
Well, Steve, surgical tubing, and you were right when you said surgery, it's sort of debatable of where it came from and how it started, but supposedly a doctor took some surgical tubing and dragged it through the water, probably trying to imitate an eel or one of the larger worms.
So what we have here is maybe 18 inches to 2 feet of surgical tubing, or tubing that resembles surgical tubing, but all different colors.
Right. Colors are often sort of dictated by the area. You know, some people that fish up in Cape Cod Bay like black. Some guys that fish off the Vineyard like orange. The typical one was sort of always the reddish color phase.
And then you've got your swivel on one end and a wire that runs through it and a hook comes out the other end.
Well, that's correct. And then you can dress the tube any way you want.
So describe for me how you might dress the tube.
You know, the typical one is, of course, the tube and worm. And what they will do is to take the sea worm, Nereus, and put it on the hook, kind of trailing out so that it flows and wiggles back and forth, and it puts out scent. That's one way of dressing it. Some people on the Vineyard that do not have the access to the sea worms will dress it with a piece of eel. People have even used fluke bellies, but anything that gives a scent.
Now, so people can get a sense of what this is all about, you have this 18 to 24-inch piece of tubing with a hook on one end and a swivel on the other. You have your dressing on the hook, and then you're dropping this in the water and you're trolling this along at a slow speed, is that right?
Right. You want to try to troll almost as slow as your boat will go. Now, as far as the depth is concerned, if you're fishing in tight around the rocks where it's, let's say, 5 to 10 feet of water, you probably just want to use monofilament line and just troll real slow, and that'll keep it off the bottom. If you're in an area where the fish have gone into deeper water, then you might want to use wire or lead core. And I know people that fish them as deep as 100 feet.
You make your own tubes?
I have, but most of the time I just buy different tubes and rig them in very creative ways.
Like what?
I knew that was coming. Sometimes we try to bend them in a C shape so that they'll make a swirling pattern when you troll them slowly. Sometimes we'll put a spinner blade out in the front of them that maybe will attract a fish. Sometimes we dress the back with a piece of fluorescent, you know, that chartreuse color that maybe we think might attract fish.
It's just such a strange piece of equipment, the tube. When you see them lying around, they, you know, they look vaguely worm-like, but they also look industrial.
Oh, they're very industrial, but I think fishermen tend to buy things that they think are going to work. And the best thing to do is to buy things that really work.
And would this qualify?
Oh, absolutely. It's in a very, very effective way of catching big striped bass.
Captain Phil Stanton, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Well, thank you so much, Steve. I always enjoy coming in here and sharing my secrets.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.